This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers will consider a new measure which aims to prevent workplace violence in healthcare settings. Colleen Casper, executive director of the Colorado Nurses Association, says it's a growing problem made worse by COVID-19, staffing shortages, and longer wait times.
Most important, we still have a growing population of folks who deserve prompt and adequate mental health care that the state is desperately lacking.
The new bill requires healthcare facilities to create committees to examine incidents of workplace violence regularly and create prevention plans. Those must include trainings aimed at prevention and de-escalation. A large national survey in 2022 found 60% of nurses said they experienced incivility and bullying, and nearly a third reported incidents of violence. Senator Michael Bennett says he feels good about a bipartisan and bicameral deal to temporarily expand the child tax credit alongside some business tax breaks. Bennett has championed the bill and is hopeful because it is a bipartisan agreement.
If we can get this bill done, there are 200,000 kids in Colorado, 200,000 more kids that are going to be lifted out of poverty. That's not as many as I would want, but better than where we were and done in a bipartisan way.
Under the agreement, the maximum credit per child would increase to $2,000 through 2025 and would be adjusted for inflation. But the deal still has to get agreement with a majority in both chambers. Come find more news at CPR.org. Do you ever think about the ways that social media, particularly their algorithms, affect the way that we live? Fresh Air is starting next, and on the show, we'll hear from the author of a new book posing that very question. And join us for All Things Considered this afternoon to see how electric vehicles fare in cold weather.